welcome back everybody to the Basement Binge, and happy new year as we continue through Spider-Man week with Spider-Man Far From Home. Hopefully everybody had a fun New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. It's the start of a new year. I love fresh starts. I believe in the consistent progression that you don't have to wait for a new year to do new things, but I also believe that a new year is an opportunity to do new things. So have this be a reminder that if you haven't already, not necessarily in the new year resolution type goal, but set a desire or a goal for yourself that you'd like to become this year. Something that you'd like to become, not something that you just want to do. Anyway, that's enough preaching from me. Let's get into the episode here with 2 cents. So 2 cents is completely spoiler free. Then, of course, we'll get into the spoilers about Spider-Man Far From Home. This film is probably the least rewarding film for me to rewatch. I remember loving it in the theaters and thinking it was like the best thing ever. Like it was a lot of fun in the theaters, but I came back to it later, a few months later, to revisit it when we were going through the MCU at the start of the Basement Binge. And I was just as excited as I was the first time in theaters. And then I was severely disappointed. There are parts of the film that are great. Jake Gyllenhaal is great. Tom Holland is great. The action is well made and fun to watch. Peter and his relationship with MJ is great. Mysterio as a villain to Spider-Man, but also just as like a pop culture fulfillment, is great. I can even give the story of Peter trying to respect Iron Man's death and legacy with some good qualities, but that's also where the film starts to lose me. My problems with the visuals of this film aside, which I'll talk about later, this is the same thing that Peter went through in the last movie. It's just rehashed with a little bit of a twist, which I just talked about literally in my timeline seconds ago. It doesn't feel as rewarding. They brush over this 5-year blip like it's nothing and don't handle any of the mature ideas or weight of it that this world would be in with any sense of maturity. Yes, it's a teen movie, but Spider-Man shouldn't be this naive anymore. He fought Thanos in space. Half the world disappeared and then came back. Like, you would never be the same after that. And I feel like the film is trying too hard to just say like, oh yeah, things are the same. Spider-Man's having fun. Oh, but Iron Man's dead. And it's just a weird balance that doesn't fit for me. Additionally, the biggest problem I have with this film is the CGI. Of course, it's necessary for some of the sequences with Mysterio that are like ripped right off a comic book page and look phenomenal. Like, applause to the visual effects artists who are doing that. But just the way that the film uses it consistently reaches a point where my eyes glaze over and it's just too much. It's hard to watch. It makes it difficult for me to watch the movie. And that is a serious problem for a movie to have, that if you just visually can't watch it, anything else you did doesn't matter. So I can understand why people like it. Matt, on his episode that I'll link below, he liked it, but I feel like we got a better version of this with Homecoming. Yes, Mysterio is great. He's not in Homecoming. He's fun here. And so there are those slightly rewarding aspects of it. But here, rewatching, I was not excited to watch this. I'll just put it that way. So let's get into it a little bit here. This is going to be a quick episode. Some brief announcements. Speaking of Spider-Man Homecoming, I'm giving away a digital copy of that. It's yours to own. You can do that simply by leaving a review. You can do that through Apple Podcasts. You can do it through the newly added Spotify feature. If you're not on either of those places, you can do it very simply and completely free through Podchaser. Go to podchaser.com/thebasementbinge. I will also link it below. It's very easy to find. Podchaser, to talk about that really briefly, is fantastic. People call it the IMDb of podcasting. You can find out anything you want about a show, and it's not just for the Basement Binge. Additionally, it allows you to leave reviews, not just on the show as a whole, like Spotify or Apple Podcast does, but on each individual episode. Kind of like a like button for the episode, allowing me to know which episodes you do or do not enjoy. You don't have to leave a 5-star review to be entered in the giveaway. An honest review is helpful, but of course, 5-star reviews are also appreciated. This giveaway is going till January 8th. If you leave a review on Podchaser, I will see it immediately. It's very easy for me to get it through there. That's also why I recommend it. I can also reply to them. If you leave a review on Apple Podcasts, most of the time I will get it. Sometimes it doesn't come through. Spotify is still the wild, wild west. So if you leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and you want to ensure that you're entered into the giveaway, take a screenshot of it, send it to me. Instagram, you can email it to me. All the ways you can contact me are linked below. Email is bingebasement@gmail.com. Instagram is @bingebasement. Again, linked below. That's enough of that. Again, just a giveaway that I want to give back in some small ways that I am able to. Let's move on to the next segments here after this brief break.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
All right, that's out of the way. Let's move on to the next segments here. Live up. This is where I talk about my expectations for the film and if it is able to live up to them. This time around, what was I expecting? More of what I already knew, maybe? The same disappointment I've felt before, is what I would say. I wasn't particularly excited for this rewatch. I didn't watch the entire film. I skimmed through it, and it's just as I remember. I'm all for Jake Gyllenhaal as Mysterio, and Peter and MJ's relationship is wonderful. Peter learning his spider sense, that's great. But I just struggled to keep my eyes on the screen. The story doesn't have me particularly invested. I have a lot of problems with the story. I feel like it's a rehash of before. I feel like a lot of the decisions with the blip and with Edith and the glasses are just dumb. It feels like really, really dumb writing to me. Nothing has a level of seriousness that it should. And so it just makes it hard for me to be engaged. And that's pretty much all I have to say. Did it live up to what I expected? Yes, it's disappointing for me. And I'm kind of sad because I want to enjoy this. I wish I could have as much fun with it as I did the first time. So with that, let's quickly move on to Least and Likes. This is a very short episode. So Least and Likes is very simply where I talk about my least favorite scene and my favorite scene. My least favorite scene is just the entire thing with the glasses with Edith. I'm not really sure why Iron Man gave those to Peter, especially without any sort of restrictions or security. Peter almost blowing up his class's bus is just what? That shouldn't even be a possibility. And so when that is like a key part of the film, it makes it hard to be engaged when I can't buy into that idea in any way. Let's move on to my favorite scene. There isn't necessarily one that sticks out to me. I don't want to be super critical. I do like the final fight with Peter's ingenuity fighting the drones, including when he runs out of webs. But even when he does have webs, it's fun. The action is well made, well shot, well rendered. And him coming to understand his spider sense is a lot of fun. But I don't particularly love that scene. Like, there's a lot of problems I have with it. Additionally, with just the relentless CGI blast to my eyeballs. So I'm going to switch this up a little bit so I can talk about something that I genuinely love about this. And I'm going to pick a favorite character instead of a favorite scene. And it's J.B. Smoove as Mr. Bell, the teacher. Everything he says is hilarious. I love when he is on screen, when he's talking about witches. His lisp makes everything he says even funnier to me. Like, that's just a personal, like, humor thing for me. He's just fantastic. I wish we got more of him. I wish we got more of him in No Way Home as well. He's just a fantastic character. Very, very funny. Makes the moments of the film that he's in it brighter, I'll say. So that's it. Obviously, I'm not too fond of the movie, and I don't just want to totally slam it because I know people do like it. Additionally, I don't like hate it. Like, I don't have a ton of flaws with it. It's just meh. Well, actually, a little bit less than meh to me. And I would much prefer to talk about No Way Home. So we're going to move on to that. This has been the episode on Spider-Man Far From Home. Get those reviews in on podchaser.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever, for that giveaway for the Spider-Man Homecoming digital copy. Additionally, if you're not already subscribed to The Basement Binge, the No Way Home episode is coming about tomorrow or later today, depending on when you're listening, or maybe it's already out. Additionally, in the new year, there's tons of fun things happening, including an episode on Morbius. If you're just into Spider-Man, I will be covering Morbius when it comes out in January. I'm very excited for that. So thank you for being here for this very, very short episode. If you'd like a longer one, go check out Matt's show. Matt goes to the movies link below. But once again, this is The Basement Binge. This is Spider-Man Week. Almost over. My name is Harrison, and that's all for now. Ciao, ciao.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.